This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, welcome home, welcome to Jannah. You know, one of the most beautiful ayat in the Quran is the end of Surah Az-Zumar, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the entourage of the people of Jannah. Forget about the people of Jahannam, but the people of Jannah, how they're going to be taken to Jannah in large numbers, escorted to the doors of Jannah and the gates of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And those who feared their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, were conscious of their Lord, they were taken, you know, escorted to Jannah, Zumara, in groups, together. Everybody's mashallah walking with a group. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. Until they arrived and the gates were opened upon their arrival. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. And the ushers will tell them, peace be with you, assalamu alaikum. طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Come on in, you're so good and you deserve it, you earned it. Come on in, enter Jannah, eternity or eternal life. What a beautiful, beautiful sight to be in, ya jama'ah. Ramadan is your chance to go home, to go to Jannah. You see, there's an interesting observation from some of the ulama when they talked about, we are all immigrants in this dunya. Because we all came from Jannah. Our father, the first man, Adam alayhi salam, he came from Jannah. So the origin is to go back again. The original thing for us is to go back again to Jannah. We're all immigrants in this life. We just need to go back home, that's all. And subhanAllah, we've been given a ticket after another ticket, after another ticket, after another ticket, like many tickets to get you to Al-Jannah. Many tickets to get you to Al-Jannah. One of them is month of Ramadan, inshaAllah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. In Hadith Abi Dar radiallahu ta'ala wa rada, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he climbed the steps of the member of his masjid. And on each step he would say, Ameen. And the second one he said, Ameen. And the third one he said, Ameen. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were surprised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, Ameen. But they were not hearing any dua, any supplication that you say Ameen for. So when he was asked, he said, Inna Jibreel atani. Jibreel came to me. And he mentioned three things for him. And each one of them deserved for this person to be humiliated if they don't earn it. And the first in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Jibreel came and he says, قَالَ رَغِمَ أَنْفُ مَنْ دُكِرْتَ عَنْدَهُ فَلِمُصَلِّ عَلَيْكَ قُلْ آمِنْ. He says, may his nose be rubbed in the dust, someone who hears your mention, your name, Ya Muhammad, and doesn't say salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And Rasulullah says, Ameen. And the second he says, قَالَ وَرَغِمَ أَنْفُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ أَبَوِيهِ عِنْدَ الْكِبَرِ فَلَمْ يُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. He says, may his nose be rubbed in the dust, someone who lives long enough to see his parents grow old, and he doesn't get in Jannah because of them. May his nose be rubbed in the dust. Say Ameen. He says, Ameen. And the third one, he says, قال وَرَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ مَنْ دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ رَمَضَانِ. Someone who enters through the month of Ramadan, فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. And he doesn't get forgiven his sins at the end of the month of Ramadan. Say Ameen. So he said Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three things. Number one, to send salawat upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, frequently. Number two, if you have old parents and you're not taking care of them good, then definitely that's going to be deprivation from Jannah. So taking care of them in their old age will get you into Al-Jannah. And the third one, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ramadan. You enter the month of Ramadan. So you've been given another ticket to Jannah. And you don't do enough to guarantee Jannah for yourself in the month of Ramadan. And that's what the Prophet said, what a loser, basically. Someone who has the opportunity to be forgiven every single Ramadan, and you don't get that forgiveness. So my dear brothers and sisters, to get to Al-Jannah is to get back home. And we need to get back home in as many ways as we can. And one of them is month of Ramadan, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make sure that you dedicate this month of Ramadan to be the target for you to enter Jannah. How do we do that? So there are a lot of ibadat, alhamdulillah, that we do in Ramadan. You read Quran, you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you give charity, you make a lot of dua. There's so many things, and obviously seeking forgiveness and repenting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do so, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you your wishes specifically in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. There is one single night, Laylatul Qadr. Make sure that you've done enough, inshallah, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan that you catch this Laylatul Qadr. The worship in that night is better than worshiping a lifetime. More than 1,000 months, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, of good deeds. Imagine that. How come then a person enters Ramadan and gets out of Ramadan without being forgiven? That's why we say that when it comes to Jannah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, it's home. But you need to go into that path that leads you to Al-Jannah, and Ramadan is one opportunity to get there, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah facilitate a path for us in this Ramadan to go to our home back in Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.